views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, and our special guest is Brenda, all the way from Hawaii. And if anybody wants to call into our radio station to get a free mini reading, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. Don't be afraid. We won't bite.
Please do. Now, Janet, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What I was getting at before when I said about your love life, I feel there's a disconnection, a slight disconnection where, you know, it could be better, that you're not, you know, you're kind of living together. It's kind of a little bit mundane. There's no like,
spice. You're going through the motions.
Yeah.
There's no emotional connection.
Exactly.
Does that seem right?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, what Brenda said was right. The water, that's really going to soften you up a little bit because, believe it or not, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I think that you're overcome with too much stress in your life to be able to have enough time to give your husband what he needs emotionally. And that, in turn, gives him nothing to give you back. So I think between the both of you, it's like a Mexican standoff. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
What I'm getting is what would help you out emotionally around your home. Start putting up placing flowers around your home or live plants, because this energy of, you know, of life itself being inside your home and having different colors of flowers, it's emotionally going to benefit. Anyway. It's going to stimulate you.
Yes.
And when you smell the smells, the beautiful scent of these flowers and these plants, trust me, it's going to have a positive effect. And it's a great way to wake up to smell it. It's a great way when you walk into your house and you smell it, and you're going to feel it in the core of your body that it is going to make a difference. And you're going to feel good about walking into your home and being around your home.
And I do feel, too, that you should dedicate at least one night a month to a romantic night out. You know what I mean? Go on a date.
Date with each other.
Reconnect. Because it's not too late for you. It's not too late. But, you know, it's going to be too late if you keep letting it go the way it's going. Does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That's wonderful. Janet, thanks a lot for giving us a call.
God bless you, Janet.
Question.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Brenda, what was one of the more before we ask you a personal question, Sky wanted a reading from you.
I'd love one, Brenda.
So if you could tell her in anything.
Tell me it all, baby.
I will. You know, Sky, you are a very strong lady, and you definitely know what you want in life, and you go for it. You don't make any apologies because you make sure before you go for it that you're doing it ethically as much as you can understand without offending anyone, because that is very important to you. Also, the integrity with which you were raised is extremely important to you. People do respect you, and they come to you for answers. At the same time, without coming to you for answers, they observe you and learn from you just by being around. So, however, this is good and you do like it. You don't exactly crave the spotlight, but you do like the respect that you feel that you deserve. And that's rightfully given to you. But what I do see for you, Sky, is self-imposed stress. And we could go into that further, or, you know, if you wanted to talk about that at another time. But I do see this. It also actually is a little bit troublesome in your sleep at night, correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. But yes, you can fix this. This is very fixable, and it's just a matter of changing a couple of belief systems that you have adopted into your life that no longer serve. They've already expired. So it's time for you to make new contracts with your guides, with your angels, with God, and say, okay, I no longer need these lessons. I'm ready for the new. So out with the old and in with the new for you.
Okay, I get that too. And what do you see with my mediumship?
Yes. What did you say?
What do you see with my mediumship?
With the mediumship, that is going well. But that is also up for a change. So in reality, the way that you run your practice, the way that you give your readings, and the way that you connect are all overdue for an overhaul. And all it's going to do is cause your readings and your connection to be that much stronger.
Yes, and I've been looking for that. Believe it or not.
Well, you've been looking for what?
I've been looking for a change. I've been looking for more of a strength in my readings. Do you have any advice for me how I should get there?
I do, definitely.
Okay, good.
One thing that is good for you is nature also. Being that you are close to your indigenous roots, it would be very good for you to sit in nature. Clear quartz, I don't know if you work with crystals or not, but clear quartz is excellent for communication. So it would be good for you to either get one of your existing pieces or acquire a new piece and bond with it.
I just got three of them.
Aha. Bond with
it. Last weekend. She just got three of them.
Because that's what my spirit guides led me to get.
To open up your connection for source.
Yep. Absolutely. That's right. That's amazing.
What should I be grabbing on to?
Just let me just say one thing before we get to you. You were amazing, Brenda, and you hit on everything I wanted to know. And I appreciate you taking the time to do that for me. And as far as my mediumship is concerned, I am overdue for
a more of a
connection with my guides, and I'm not sure about how to go about that. Will they come to me, or do I have to go beyond what I'm doing now with the crystals and in nature? Because I'm doing that every day.
Well, with your crystals, what happens is you bought them, but you didn't activate them and program them. Clear quartz crystals are the only ones which are programmable in all the crystal spectrum because actually all quartz crystals are programmable, but the regular ones like,
amethyst?
Well, that's also a quartz crystal, but say like a tourmaline or
selenite.
Right. Those you cannot program for anything because they already are for what they are for. But the quartzes are programmable, specifically the clear quartzes. So why I'm saying this to you is, again, bond with your crystal, get to know it, look at it, just know it so completely that you can close your eyes and see it. Then activate, program it, and then just allow whenever you meditate with it. Because what I see for you is a very large bear, like a grizzly bear, as one of your guides waiting to assist you. And that one is going to be there mostly for your own protection.
It's amazing how you picked up on that because my son had passed 3 years, and his name was Mato. And Mato is bear, and he was a big boy.
So when you say, let me ask you something. When you say to program your, if anyone who's listening, if they want to get a crystal clear quartz for themselves, what do you do to program your crystal?
Well, the first thing you do whenever you buy anything new, including your crystals, but anything, even clothing, you need to take off the old energy of where it came from and who had a hand in it as well. So you cleanse it many different ways. Water, well, certain crystals can't go in water, but you can use sunlight, moonlight, you can use incense, sage, yeah, all of that. you clear it of anything that it had before or if it had previous programming put into it. Then once you do that, like I say, you observe it and you bond with it. You look at every single nuance of that crystal until you just basically memorize it. Once you're bonded with that crystal, then you listen to it carefully. Would you like to work with me? You will hear yes or no or ambivalence on the behalf of the crystal. Once uh-huh. it has accepted that it's going to work with you, then you meditate with it and you tell it what you need it to do, which is giving it its job. That's programming it.
I see. So you put your affirmations into it.
Absolutely. I have a crystal that I use for channeling, and that's the only thing that that crystal's job is that whenever I go into my form of channeling, I hold that crystal, and its purpose is for clearer communication during channeling.
Very good.
Now, are you able to still channel without holding it, or is your confidence not there without that assistance?
I can still channel without it, but I gave it the job to be, because clear quartz crystals are used in radios and watches and most forms of communication. I think, I'm not sure if they use them in cell phones or not, but that is really largely what they're for, is communication. So it just amplifies.
Perfect.
Amplifies
That's
the connection.
Great. Very
Thank
good.
You
great
so
connection.
Much. You were right dead balls on everything, sweetheart.
So if somebody wants to get a personal reading from you, because you're just as accurate over the phone, obviously, as you are in person, although I'm sure everyone would like to meet you in person in Hawaii.
I would love to be in Maui with you.
But for somebody to get a phone reading with you, what's the phone number they should call?
The phone number is area code 214-477-7577. And I do read people from all over the world, and I do record the sessions, and if they would like for it to be, and I email it to them. And if they come in person, I give it to them on a CD.
Lovely.
That's awesome. Sky, really quick, if somebody wants to get a reading from yourself
yes.
on a personal, if they want a party or a private reading, what should they do?
Yes, just call me at 908-500-1474. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
And if you want to have an arty party or have a private session for myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. All right, everybody, you're with Arty and Sky and our guest, Brenda, all the way from Hawaii. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
1230 WBLQ. All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, and our special guest all the way from Hawaii.
Maui.
We have Brenda. And Brenda, I want to ask you something. Can you feel what animal spirit guide suits me?
You know, Artie, you're probably going to laugh, but for you, the first thing that I saw was a shark. And the sharks that I see, most people think of sharks and they think of something really scary or, you know, how what is that, loan shark or something. But it's not that. What I feel for you is more the hammerhead shark. The hammerhead shark is the only shark that you will not find any shark attacks by on people. They are more gentler types of sharks, and although they are still feared for being a shark, this is what I feel with you. People have a certain level of respect, and they have a little bit of fear because you're going to tell them what they need to know. However, you do not do it with any ferociousness or any, there's no lethal bite in you at all.
You're right. I bite, but I don't hurt. I give good nibbles.
He takes his teeth out. Yeah, I could see that.
That's too funny. Because, Sky wanted to know what my animal spirit was.
Yeah, because I want him to be protected by, you know, we all have totems, and we all have totem animals, and we all have many different animals on our totems. And I want him to put a medicine bag around his neck, and I want him to be protected with all the sacred things that he needs to be protected by, and they would give him
special energy, like the crystals, the rose crystals, the rose quartz, maybe something from his totem, like a bone of an animal, a tooth of an animal, a nail, something like that. And I want him to have that special protection. This is an amazing human being. And for me, that means the world, because I am American Indian, and I know this would benefit him tremendously in his readings, in his life, in his everyday being. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, Artie, what would be good for you, because I know when you walk, you don't tend to look down at the ground. You tend to have your eye in the sky and be looking ahead as well as up where you're going. It would be good for you to start paying attention to the smaller details on the ground. I believe that you're passing some of the things that are meant for you, including feathers, specifically white feathers, and pennies.
That sounds amazing. That sounds really good. So let me ask you something, because Sky and I, we were talking about it for a half hour at the beginning. And so as far as your belief, obviously we know that you believe in God, but if somebody says, I'm having a hard time believing in God, what would your response be, or to give somebody hope that there is a God? I mean, we believe there's God, but like if somebody is coming to you and saying, I don't know if I believe in God, and, you know, for all the children that are suffering.
Me. I never got an
answer. You know, my money situation sucks. Okay. This sucks. That sucks. I don't have a love life. Or I got health issues, and, you know, I'm trying to go for help, but nobody's helping me, and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of them are legitimate complaints, you know, but, you know, how do you, you know, from your perspective, words of wisdom,
as a minister.
Yeah. So what's your belief of God, or how do you get people to believe that there is a God?
Or can you?
I don't typically force anybody to believe in anything, because I believe that we have our own set of beliefs that we have. However, what I do is, if they come to me and they give me their reasons for why they don't believe in God, what I choose to do is dissect the reasons. Why are they going through the trials or tribulations, or, you know, the things that they are seeing as dissuading them from believing in God? My belief of God is that God is love, and it's a divine love, that the only way I can describe it, I actually honestly cannot describe it. One time after surgery, I did die temporarily, and I got to be in the presence of that love, and that is the most amazing love ever. Like, I love my children, I love my parents, I love my partner, but that love pales in comparison to the feeling of that divine love. So I know for sure God is love. But your issues and the trials and problems that we come against or we see in the world, they all have explanations. They all have reasons. So, like, for example, if you see a country and their people are suffering, there is a deeper explanation for that. God is not a God of punishment or a God of judging or torture. That is not so. That is something that we have created and brought into our own beliefs.
Right, and then it just manifests from there according to your own belief system. And unfortunately, a lot of times I also, from my past experiences of talking with people and listening to people, that because they were forced to go to church or forced to go to temple or, you know, Jesus or God or, you know, any religion was shoved down their throat, they were so resentful because they were forced to have to do things that, you know, that they didn't want to, or they didn't believe in, or they came from a dysfunctional family. And so sometimes it just takes people's own personal experiences to get to that place, and in their own time. Some people will get it sooner than others. But I believe that Everybody within their time, they're going to have an understanding of learning about life or learning about God. And everybody has their own pace. And it's as soon as they finally come to a reality that, you know, it is what it is, then that's when. But you can't force somebody to be a certain way or to think a certain way.
You know, the funniest thing. Go ahead.
A lot of times, too, you'll have to check and see if that person is in victimization mode. So if they are, they're not going to be able to see anything as good, nor can they see God as somebody who is a loving God.
Loving and compassionate.
Absolutely. They choose to be victim to whatever they're going through, and of course they're going to blame it on God. But right. I don't find that to be so.
You know, I've noticed through all the things that I've come across in my time with my mediumship and my psychics, you'll never go into a hospital and you will never hear a dying patient say, "I don't believe in God." You'd always hear, "Please, God, forgive me my sins and forgive and let me go to heaven." You know what I mean? Or let me enjoy the company of you, God, or let me be going to a better place, you know?
Right.
And those people who all their life turn their backs on God, now that they're dying, all of a sudden they have this newfound respect for him and they want to go with him. So is that because they were just neglectful in life and they just didn't want to be bothered, but they always believed in him? Or is that because they're covering all bases?
I believe that we're all created with an innate belief in something larger than us. Whatever we decide to call it is our own personal thing, but every creature, every being, everything does ultimately believe in God, no matter how atheist or agnostic they might consider themselves. Ultimately, at the very end of it, they will be calling for God when it is time for a large catastrophe, or it's their time to go or something, they will be calling for him and for his assistance. So,
yeah, when all hell breaks loose.
Right. Listen, there's an old saying, there's no atheists in a foxhole.
That's pretty funny. Hey, listen, Brenda, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts joining us on our show.
You've been a tremendous blessing and full of knowledge and full of wonderful things to tell our listeners. And I know that you shared everything with us, and we're very grateful to have had you today.
I have really enjoyed myself. So if I could, I would like to give my website out.
Yes, give your website out. Go ahead.
Sure. It's my name, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Robards, R-O-B-A-R-D-S.com, BrendaRobards.com. And to reach me is area code 214-477-7577.
Brenda, you're a delight, and I'm glad I reached out to you. And
Yeah,
it's been too long. So, but anyway, many blessings to you and your family.
Yes.
And much prosperity and love and happiness and health to you and your family.
You know. And it was lovely to meet you for the first time, Brenda, and I hope that we meet again.
Absolutely. Many blessings to the both of you.
Right.
So are you inviting us to Maui?
We won't say goodbye. We'll just say until next time.
And we have a word in our culture, in my native culture, the Lakota culture, it's doksha. And doksha means until we meet again, because we believe that even if we die, we're still going to meet on the other side. So it's never goodbye.
Regardless.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. We'll stick around because Sky and I are, and our farewells, temporary farewells to Brenda. So we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. So stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
1230 WBLQ. All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and I, and that's Artie. And we've been talking this whole segment, not only with our wonderful friend Brenda from Hawaii, but we've also been talking about the acknowledgement of God and how God does exist and how we strongly believe through our proof system that, you know, science has nothing to do with emotions and with thought and with feelings. That's not science. That's being human. That's being a soul. And, you know, and God has created all of that, you know, and, you know, and people have a tendency, what they fear or what they can't comprehend, how it's absolutely possible that it doesn't exist, you know, and God and spirituality has the ability to break all the rules of the physical world. And that's a fact. You know, people who are in stage four cancer, people who are terminally ill, have been cured in a heartbeat many, many times.
Yes.
And, you know, but not everybody is curable and not everybody is savable, but some people are. And, you know, but it's all a part of your karma between you and God and when it's your time. And if you're able to, you know, if your loved ones are able to, you know, pull through for you, you know, then, you know, if your angels are able to pull through for you, then you're going to, you know, be saved. But just because you choose, your spirit chooses to cross over to the other side, you know, sometimes it's not even a choice, but subconsciously, you go, you know, because it is much nicer on the other side than it is here. It's
Absolutely.
It's our consciousness. You know, as people, we miss our loved ones dearly. And so therefore we get very upset, or for a lot of us, we get angry, you know, at God or whatever. And, some people, very few people actually have this acceptance of the circle of life, of the process of life. And once you cross over to the other side, you're going to understand a lot more than we understand now. And that's just a way of life, you know, and we just have to put our faith into blind faith into God, know that he really loves us all and cares about you. And it's the truth, even through your hard times. So when you're going through hard times, what I do, I literally speak with my angels and I just say, thank you for nurturing my heart.
Yep.
And I feel this beautiful energy that just showers within my soul, within my body, and within a matter of minutes. And I do, I really do start to feel better, you know. And don't be afraid to ask questions to your loved ones or to God, and write them down on a piece of paper and maybe put it under your pillow. So either you'll dream about it or you'll wake up with answers. You might not get answers right away, but trust me, the answers will come.
An affirmation. Write affirmations down. Continually say them to your angels. Continually say them to God.
Yeah, affirmations are very important. I write down all my affirmations because you believe what you see. The mind believes what it sees. So when you write it down, even if you don't feel that way about yourself at first, as far as being beautiful, as far as being gifted, as far as being happy, as far as being worthy, that's probably the biggest block that people have about being successful or being happy or being loving, is feeling worthy of it.
Yes.
It's there for you, but a lot of people, too many people sabotage themselves. And when somebody's sabotaging themselves, it's almost impossible to help somebody who does not want to help themselves. And it's unfortunate, but you still keep on giving them love. You could still keep blessing them with your prayers, you know, hoping that their angels or the Holy Spirit will send enough positive energy their way that finally they'll get it or they'll come around. But they have to come around on their terms. But you have to slowly guide them, or you could show them, but just knowing that it's there. It's like if somebody's hungry, you could show them where the food is at, but you can't force them to eat it. And if they choose to still stay there, well, then give it time and they'll finally come around. But stop enabling somebody who is not benefiting themselves or other people, because you're doing everybody in
their own heart.
Exactly. Exactly. There's only so much
cram it down their throats. Spirituality begins from within. And I had this conversation over the weekend with somebody, and, you know, there's another person that's trying to cram spirituality down another person's throat. And I got a whiff of that, and I said to them, you know what? Spirituality has to start within the person's heart.
Mm-hmm.
You can say anything you want to another person about it, explain it till you're purple, but it's got to start within you. It's
right.
A seed that's got to build. And sometimes there are some people that seed has got to grow from a teeny weeny seedling and blossom into a tree. And if you want to give it a shot, even if you're not getting your answers right away, give it the shot and see what you get. You know, it took you a long time to feel and to still continue to feel like God.
Yeah,
there is no God. And then you're feeling what you're feeling. And it took you a long time to build up to that point. So now give it some time to go the reverse way.
When you want to explain yourself or to try to help somebody about God, about life, about whatever, Well, you know, you could share your thoughts. Well, you know, only if it's welcomed. If it's not welcomed, then, you know, all the words, you might as well talk to a brick because it's the same thing.
Right.
But if somebody is somewhat open, even if they're just a little open, you might be talking 100 or 1,000 words, and maybe they'll only take maybe 10 words of what you said to them. They'll take it within them because it hits home with them. And so let them start with, you know, the little stuff, and let them start with small steps. But if they don't fully take in everything you're trying to say, at least you presented it to them, and at least they can maybe take a small piece of the cake or the pie of what you gave them and let them, you know, do with what they want with it. But at least you gave them an opportunity and a choice.
And you tried.
Right. Right now, hopefully we still have the person, our beautiful listener, Sonia from New Jersey. Are you still there, honey?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Sonia?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
What question
is it? I've been good. I've been listening quietly. Been enjoying the show.
Wonderful. Sonia, are you the same Sonia that called in a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Cool. How's things going?
I'm not sure if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it looks like the person is, you know, she's not pressuring me that much anymore. But she has been telling me that, you know, she kind of have an apartment squared away, and she's trying, but you know, she can't force. Like, she's like, oh, you haven't even done the counseling. So I thought this morning, I said, you know what? I no longer want to do that counseling thing, right?
Yeah. Well, what is it that you want to ask us so we can get to a point that you know what you want to know?
Right. I mean, do you
kind of see her like... What specific question is it that you'd like to have answered?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you guys see her moving out shortly, since she seems to have made up her mind, you know?
I think I answered that question for you like 2 weeks ago, and I told you that no, she's never going to leave until you give her that money. And I told you she's going to make excuses and drag it on. And I also told you that if you don't give her a cutoff date, that it's going to malinger and she's never going to go. Now she's asking you to go for counseling again. So that doesn't show me that she has any intentions of leaving. She's trying to get back with you.
Well, actually, she has been telling me, she just asked me, and I replied to her by email when we spoke. I said, you know what? No. She's like, fine, that's the answer I needed. You know what? I better go get my boxes and call the guy about the apartment. And I'm like, well, that's fine. You just do what you need to do.
Good. And you hold her to it. You give her a date. And like I said, if you can't, if she doesn't move out by that date, then you're going to have to get your local police station involved, get a restraining order, and have her evicted. Okay?
Okay.
For some reason, the number 22 is going to be very significant in your life. I don't know what 22 means. I don't know if this is February 2nd or the 22nd of October or November, but I'm seeing the number 22 being very, very significant to you, where there's going to be major shifts and changes within your life. And a little voice just said to me, get prepared, because I have a feeling there's going to be a spontaneous situation that's going to happen out of left field, that things are going to blow up if you don't start taking control of the circumstances yourself.
I see.
Okay, so just take control of the circumstances of exactly what you want to see, of what you want to happen, and don't leave fate as a chance or put it in her hands. Take control of the situation. Say, this is what it is. Don't be afraid to, you know, take charge. Be the queen of your chessboard. Don't be the pawn.
Right.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for listening.
Nice talking to you again, Sonia. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
You know, a lot of people in relationships, you have to understand that if one person wants to go to counseling with you, and if you're not feeling it, or if you want to go to counseling and the other person's not feeling it, if the both of you equally don't want to go to counseling, then counseling is not going to work. Counseling's not the way to go. The person has to be in it because they really want to fix something. If you feel like you're doing counseling and you're just appeasing them or they're just appeasing you, then you're literally wasting your time and money going to a counselor.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, and pay attention to the signs that when somebody is trying to tell you something that they're not interested or they're not happy, or when you kiss them, you're not feeling it or whatever, just know when the show is over and allow yourself to go through the transition. Now, some people aren't able to just up and go because of kids or because of money or because of dependencies for whatever reason. You know, so but you need to start to develop a plan to your next step, and that you're not just like a hamster on a wheel, keep on replaying the same game over and over and over again, day after day, waking up like you're the living dead. Right. It's not happy, and it's not healthy to be that way. So, but Sky and I, there's a commercial break coming up right now. God, it goes by so fast.
I know.
We got another 15 more minutes after, or a few more minutes after this. So
we were 3 minutes an hour. Now we have 2 hours and four.
Go figure. Sky, really quick, what's your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474. And I could read you alone, or Artie and I could have an Artie party.
We could have an Artie party with you.
We could do anything you like.
Right. Or if you want a private reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, because the Dynamic Duo will be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and Angels and Answers, and we have just a few more minutes, and time flew really quickly today.
I can't believe it. Today flew so fast. I hope everybody had a
like the summertime.
Yeah, right? What happened? It's gone. I hope everybody had a very safe and enjoyable, what do they call that thing?
What?
What did we just have? What was that holiday? Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day. Labor Day weekend.
I hope everybody had a very safe and lovely Labor Day. And I hope that you rested and
Got things done. You know, a lot of people get things done during the holidays too. It's not just about going camping or going to the beach. A lot of people, you know, like to chill out.
Yeah.
It's like there's a few days off. They putz around the house. It's a time like, you know what? I could put my, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to deal with the traffic. I don't want to deal with it. You know, so everyone has their different viewpoint as far as what the
prayer and hope to them that they had and did whatever they wanted. And that's great time in it.
Yeah, that's great.
What did I do?
What did you?
I went to a powwow.
That's great.
Yeah, I had a blast. There had to be like maybe 2,000-3,000 people there.
Wow. Powwow was a ceremony with the American Native Indians.
Yeah.
And they had their rituals and they did their dancing.
Yes, we danced and my granddaughter danced amazingly. She dances the dance of healing for the sick and the dying. And she brought tears to everyone's eyes. She's only 11, folks. And if you ever go to a powwow and you see the jingle dress dance, it's not a joke. Those cones are 365 cones for each day of the year. And that dress is heavy. And you're jumping, you're dancing on the balls of your toes. So let me tell you something, folks. That's a difficult dance to dance. 11 years old, she brought tears to everyone's eyes. And
how long was the dance?
Oh, I would say it's a good 20, 25 minutes.
Wow.
That's right. And let me tell you something. She's been raised traditionally. So she went over to the drum, whoever knows this, all by herself, 11 years old, gave them tobacco. She gave them money. She gave them tobacco.
She was honoring them.
She was honoring them, absolutely. 11 years old, without even anybody telling her. I was so proud. I was so proud. And the caretaker of the drum had come to me afterwards and honored her with two eagle feathers. And an amazing person came over and honored her with a golden eagle feather to be worn in her hairpiece when she goes to her first moon.
That's a very high honor.
Extremely high. She's not ready yet, but she's almost there. And
for what? Not ready yet for what?
Well, she's got to go through her first moon ceremony.
Okay, but she's not ready for what? For what?
You said she's not ready yet for the feathers, the eagle feathers.
Okay.
And much if you're traditional, I don't believe that, you know, a child should be carrying eagle feathers. Hawk feathers, no problem. But eagle after the first moon time. And after that, then she can carry her eagle feathers. Now, there's a lot of different, you know, looks upon that. Some people go ahead and, you know, let their youngins wear them before moon, which is fine to them. But the way I was taught, my tradition is that we don't allow our children to wear eagle feathers until her first moon. And that's how she's being raised. But she could wear hawk feathers every day of the week. And that's equally a big honor. And she's really making me proud. And I'm very, very, I'm very honored that she's my granddaughter.
Now, does peacock feathers have any?
Not a thing on it.
They just look damn good.
They're pretty.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they're showing off their physicalness, you're spreading your eagle, your peacock feathers.
I will tell you.
When your ego is.
Will tell you, there is dancers that we have there. They're called the Salinas Brothers. And they are from, they're like a, the tribe in Mexico? The Aztecs. They're Aztec dancers. They are Aztec dancers, and their show is magnificent. Their garb, their feathers, and they do wear peacock feathers.
Wow.
It is a part of their regalia, and they are stunning.
Yeah.
Just very stunning. Cool. I got to get you down for a powwow.
Okay.
You'll be treated like a king.
I'll be treated like a king. Okay.
Honestly.
All right, great. So long as you have marshmallows to cook.
Absolutely.
And fried bread.
That's right.
Fried bread.
I have my fried bread. Do they have corn on the cob?
Yes.
Great. My favorite food in the world, believe it or not, is corn on the cob.
Then you're funny.
There you go. Well, listen, everybody, it's time to close up. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family and your loved ones with lots of love, health, happiness,
peace,
joy,
love.
And may God and all your guardian angels bless you with everything that you desire in life. And you have to move in that direction, right? When you're asking for whatever it is you're asking for, don't be afraid to receive. Everyone's used to giving. And don't be afraid to ask for a lot of money. And don't be afraid to ask for love for yourself, all right? And don't be afraid to love yourself. It's very important for you to love yourself.
Call in those angels, folks. And one thing I must say, please, have faith. Have faith.
Because
it's so easy to have faith. And you're going to see, you're going to get so much back from just starting to have faith. You're not going to believe it.
And if you never believed in before, not that much, start believing in now. Because you're going to see when you start investing your heart and soul into the Holy Spirit and start investing into other people. Because when you donate yourself to other people, whether it be time, energy, or money, when you donate a part of yourself, you're investing in your own soul. And so it's very important, all right? So again, God bless you, your family, and your loved ones. And from all of us, amen.
Amen.
Until next week, have a good week.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.